afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to episode 107 of the Player Podcast. Before we get started, I want to give a big thank you to the both old and new additions to our crew tuning in to listen to us do what we do. What's that, Arson?
Talk about Xbox.
Talk about Xbox. Every Thursday of every week, we gather around the virtual water cooler to discuss video games and the culture surrounding them. I'm your host, Joseph Hooper, a.k.a. The Hoop Man, along with my co-host, the most powerful human himself, Arson Lakpa.
You know, it's hard being at the top for so, so long. I've lived my entire existence, a whole whopping 21 millennia, 22 millennia that I've lived, and no one has been able to topple me. Please, if you think that you can challenge me, come to my address and fight and face me. But first, what I'm going to need from you is your credit card information. Go ahead and send me those.
What I'm going to need from you is a small monthly payment of $19.99.
And you can challenge me anytime you like.
Oh, boy. Where even are we? What are we doing, guys? We're here on episode 107. Just having a good time, man. Just having a good time. Middle of July. Still in the middle of the pandemic. It actually is getting worse, even. You know?
Yes.
It's getting worse. We thought we hit the peak, and now we're coming down the mountain, you know, to reopen, reemerge from our vaults, our dwellings. No. No. We're going deeper. So let's just, you know, jump right into it. How are you feeling? How are you doing? What's been new since the last week we talked? What's going on, my guy?
You know, nothing crazy going on with me. Still, you know, back working at home.
They sent you back, or did you ever even go in the office? I don't even remember.
I don't remember if I mentioned it last week or not, but last week was my first week in the office. Okay, I think it was because, okay. It was my first week into the, was it the week before? Something like that. Basically, it was my first week back into the office. Went in the first day, and I was just chilling, having a good old time. When then came the third day, Wednesday, then they sent out a email and said, "Yeah, somebody tested positive who was in the office last week."
No.
And so then I'm like, no. Bro, are you kidding me? Like
what the fuck? No.
So I just said, "Well, I'm not gonna bother, you know, coming back in until y'all send everybody back in." So I'm back home. I'm chilling, having a good old time, living like a villain. And, nothing too crazy other than that, though. That's probably, like, the biggest, life thing. I don't know why. I think I just forgot to mention it last week's episode. But, that's me. That's my life. But, other than that, TV, I'm just going to hop right into the media I've been consuming TV-wise. Yes, sir. We got another game show on Netflix. Angelique and I, we get drawn to these game shows. They're always so cheesy because, you know, they try so hard to be like game shows that you'll see on like TV, like, you know, on like primetime television. And those have, you know, that certain, like, I don't know, air about them that I just feel like does not translate as well to Netflix. But
right.
So this one's called Awake. They basically say, here, we got a group of seven people. We make them count quarters for 24 hours. And then after 24 hours, they like start the game show, and they're like, whoever, like, you know, wins through this game show, they'll like have a chance to win $1 million or some shit like that.
What?
Yeah.
There's so many aspects of this that I just don't understand. Where's the quarter part coming in?
The quarter part comes in because after 24 hours, they bring them to the stage. Everybody's cheering for them. Woo. They sit there and they say, look, out of the seven of you, we're sending two of y'all home right now. Y'all don't even get to play the game. And so the person who counted the least amount of quarters and the person who was the least accurate is the one, are the people who go home in the beginning. Then they play four mini games or three mini games or some shit like that. And then at the end, when it comes to the last two people, it's like whoever was the most accurate, like overall from when they were counting, they get to move on to like the final selection to decide whether or not they want to win $1 million. Then they ask them a question. They say, look, bro, tell us how much you think you counted in your 24 hours. And they'll say, this amount. And they say, if you're winning $500, you win all the money that everybody counted up. And then if you're winning $25, you win $1 million, some shit like that.
What? So, I don't even know what the fuck you just said to me.
There's so many. Honestly, bro, that's the exact same way I was like the first time I watched the first episode. I was like, wait a minute, what? Now we're episode 6 and I'm like, oh shit, here we go. They about to do this, this, this. And then there's like a whole buyout thing, like from fucking Deal or No Deal. Bro, oh, it's
no.
It sounds is like complicated.
Sounds like a corporate executive saw a Mr. Beast YouTube video. I was like, wait a second, we can make videos off of this.
Wait, that might, like, I could high key see that being something that yeah, that I bet you that's the inspiration behind it. Some Mr. Beast nonsense. But
oh man.
Anyway, okay. Other than that, you know, I mentioned this to you briefly after our last episode, but The God of High School, man.
Oh yeah, I haven't watched yet.
When I tell you, like, just the second episode, what the boxing that was going down, mm-hmm. reminds me of like a middle of like I don't know, maybe like 20 or 30 episodes into like any of your favorite anime, where they're like full on boxing. Like I'm talking like My Hero level boxing. Like
what?
Like I'm trying to think of a good fight. Like think maybe, I don't want to say, you know, My Hero All Might versus All For One. That's a bit too
come
high.
On, bro.
But like yeah. maybe I'd say Stain, when they fought Stain.
Okay. That level of hype. Okay. It's clean.
And that's, I might even be underselling it just a little bit. You know, I don't want to get your hopes up too high, but that shit episode 2 was very, very hype. I was not expecting all this nonsense to be happening just out of like, just like literally straight from the bat. So.
All right. Well, you know, I'll say this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're coming right off of Tower of God.
Tower of God.
I don't know why God got to be in all the
titles
nowadays, but just came off of Tower of God. I thought the boxing that was, you know, it wasn't as technical. Like the show wasn't really about boxing.
Right, right.
But the boxing I thought was clean, right? So I'm excited to see. This is a show about boxing, right?
This is a show about boxing. It is clean. Trust, like,
okay,
it is cleaner than, I would say it's cleaner than, at least this fight from the second episode has been cleaner than probably 90% of the boxing in Tower of God.
Okay.
For
wow.
A strong
okay.
recommendation.
Maybe I'll watch it tonight. I'll watch it tonight.
Like, I've never felt more confident about recommending this shit before to you specifically, because I know what type of stuff you like when it comes to anime.
Right.
So, everybody at home, too, check out Tower of God. Check out Tower of God.
Check it out.
Also,
check out Tower of God,
God of High School.
Yeah, so I probably won't be able to see the second episode unless I go find it, right?
Right, yeah.
That's fine. I'll
First episode is good, like, on its own. Like,
okay.
You'll be one in the second. It might make you just, you know, go out to some sketchy website.
Yeah, go ahead.
Check it out.
Catch a few viruses and
you might be one in it by the time you finish the first episode. We'll see though. But yeah, that's pretty much it for me. I feel like I haven't watched too much recently. But yeah, except for those two things. So yeah. What about you, man?
Yeah, bro, we just chilling. Moved
just vibing.
Recently. Now I'm in a
new
apartment. Oh, thankfully had the help of Jonathan and our boy Matt. So it wasn't as bad as it could have possibly been. It's still very exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Not nearly as bad as other times I've moved though. This is probably the least painful. Like, a lot of times when I moved, it was like, all right, I got to do it all in one shot, all in one day, like heavy lifting, all this stuff. First of all, most of my furniture broke down, so that was one.
Oh,
a dub.
Nah.
And then two, like, our lease doesn't end until the 27th, so we got all the big stuff out on last Saturday, and like we've been kind of slowly bringing over the clothes and stuff.
Nice.
Since that, so we're chilling. Got the new place set up. Got a den where my desk and all my stuff is set up here. It's looking pretty nice. Got sneaker shelves, so I have my sneakers on display. Like, it's going to shake up pretty nicely. So I'm pretty excited about, you know, customizing this place a little more. The living room's looking nice. The kitchen looks nice. So that's a good time. That's what I've been doing. That's where most of my time has been, pretty much.
Gotcha.
Also, we live next to a bubble tea place, like literally one block. So, you know, that's dangerous. That's big dangerous. And yeah, other than that, like, there's not much media I've been watching because we've just been preparing for the move the last week.
Right.
Yeah, not any games. I see the boys in the Discord are up on Apex, which, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know where y'all been, but you know, I'm down to play Apex now, you know, a year after it's launched. That's why not, you know, I'm down to jump into that.
Dang, it really has only been a year. That's crazy. It seems like it's been longer, honestly.
I know. All these battle royales now, it's just like, it's crazy to think this genre just popped up like 2 years ago, basically.
I know. It seems so ingrained.
It seems like such a staple multiplayer thing now. Crazy. But yeah, other than that, not really playing anything, you know, looking at Ghost of Tsushima, you know, mm-hmm. kind of thinking about it. I don't know. But no TV either. So, I think I did make a huge mistake today.
Uh-oh.
I made chili today. It's in the crock pot right now. And I put 3 peppers in it, 1 jalapeno, 2 serrano peppers. And shit looks like it's spicy. So I really hope I didn't nuke this chili
to the
point where it's like, because usually back in the day, I used to make this chili. And it was just not spicy enough. So I was like, mm-hmm. yo, we got to really take it to the next level.
Amp it up, bro.
I usually put like a habanero in there, a jalapeno. But for some reason today, it just seems like too nuclear. Like I got some pepper under my thumb or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still burning.
Like no my fucking way,
my
finger, yo.
My thumbnail is still burning right now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm a little afraid. You know, Amanda's going to come home. You know, she's going to expect a nice little dinner I whipped up and, you know.
Oh, nah, she's going to start breathing fire.
We're going to breathe fire. We're going to blow the bathroom up, whole 9 yards. So.
Golly. And y'all only got 1 bathroom, right?
Only 1 bathroom.
Damn, yeah,
so. And it's brand new. So it's about to look like we done had this thing for 20 years. You know
golly.
What I mean?
So, we have to do them like that, bro.
So that's where we are.
But you can add something to tone the spice.
Neutralize.
Down. I think somebody at my job told me, they were like, milk or something. I know it sounds weird as hell.
Tell me to put milk in my chili.
Like I don't quote me on that. Like you could look it up yourself if you're really worried about
that's
it.
Fair.
But
okay.
But yeah, don't, we'll see. Don't quote me. On
we'll
that.
See. I'll give you updates offline if it's really bad. I'll let you know.
Bad.
Are there any updates? Did Angelique hear your characterization of the drive-thru? Does she have any further opinions on this? I'm curious.
I don't remember exactly. I'll ask her. Well, I'll ask her post the podcast, and then we'll bring her back. Bring it back on for next week, and discuss what her reactions were to that. I don't think she heard the full thing, but we'll see.
I sent you the picture of the Popeyes. First of all, this Popeyes I went to. I haven't been to Popeyes in over probably a year because I don't think I've ever been in Seattle. I don't think I've ever been to Popeyes in Seattle. So. Mm-hmm. First of all, this Popeyes was 12 cars deep. Longest line I've ever seen for a pop. Like, I was like, wait a second. I know the chicken sandwich hype still ain't this bad. You know, why are so many people in line for this Popeyes? Second of all, you know the thing was broke. Because, you know, Popeyes, I don't know what they'd be spending their money on. But the thing was broke. Had a lady coming out here taking orders. And like I said, they had the little thing on the sign that said, pull forward to order. You didn't have, there was no confusion.
There was no confusion.
I had it. I was like, oh, okay. I mean, granted, there was 12 people in line anyway, so it wasn't like, you know.
Right.
I don't even know. Honestly, I don't even know how they did it because she wrote our order down on a piece of paper, I think.
And maybe she wrote
ran it back.
Car description, maybe? I don't know.
We pulled up, and before the person even looked at us, she had the order ready to go. Like, she had the food made, too. Gotcha. I was like, wait a second.
I guess if it's in order, you shouldn't be going out of order.
So right. It's going to be in order, but also I'm like, dang, this is archaic, but also I'm impressed.
They
running a piece of paper back, had the order ready in time. Yeah.
Okay. Shout out Popeyes on the West Coast, you know.
Yeah. It didn't taste like the Southern Popeyes, but that's besides the point.
Interesting. I would expect
Do you have any gaming news? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there. You were expecting what with the Popeyes?
I was just going
to
say I expected it to be a universal flavor, you know, across the whole
country.
Yeah, it
was pretty close, but the biscuit was a little too buttery. I will
really?
Say that.
Okay. Was it dry, though? It's got to be dry.
Was dry.
Okay,
it was dry. I didn't choke, which I usually do on most Popeyes biscuits. I was a little surprised by. I did not choke this time, so maybe it wasn't dry enough, but
gotcha.
It was dry. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. But gaming updates for myself. I got 4 things on my list. Try to run through them real quick.
Holy, my man been playing.
I know. They're not the biggest of big. So
okay.
First up, Disc Room demo. Play the demo for Disc Room, and I gotta say, I'm in. I'm sold on that game.
What is that?
It's like published by Devolver. I forgot who developed it. I think the people who made the game called Minute. But yeah, basically you're like a space explorer who's been sent to this disc planet, and they have like these like spinning saw blades all over, like in these little rooms. It's a top down game, and it's almost like a puzzle game, basically, where you have to go through, and there'll be like conditions on the side. They'll tell you, how do you get to the next room? And it'll be like, oh, you need to either survive 30 seconds, or you need to die in under 5 seconds, or you need to die to this certain type of buzzsaw in order to get to the next level. And then they'll give you like different abilities and stuff. There's boss fights and stuff as well. But it is an interesting like indie type game, definitely right up my alley. So I will probably be picking it up as soon as it drops, and I will have a lot more details on it. I just remember right at the end of the demo, I was just like, I was upset. I wanted to keep going. I was like, nah, bro, you got to let me keep playing, bro. I need this in my life. So I don't exactly know when it releases, but I think it should be sometime this year. So everybody check out Disc Room. Okay. The demo, it is free on Steam right now, obviously, because it's a demo.
Yeah.
Trivia Royale. I'm in it. I know
I'm playing it too.
I saw you playing it, and that's what, and you and the rest of the folks in the Discord were playing it. So that is what inspired me to play. I'm getting around, different categories. In anime, I think I'm ranked 3rd in the city. So your boy is wasting his time, trying to get very to. Nice, I want to be. Nice. I want to be number 1 in the state, because I think I have to get like 60.
You got it
60
in it?
Wins.
I know there's a lot of anime weebs in Georgia. So
I know. I think I can get there. Like I'm 30 something right now in the state. So we'll see if I can. Boost up my numbers, get up there. I think I got like another 40 or so wins, but I mean, I swear, some of these people, they don't know shit, bro. I'm like, am I a weeaboo? Like, am I just like, do I just know too much? But I guess not everybody knows everything about One Punch Man like I do. So, I'm a One Punch Man stan. Also, in the real Trivial Royale mode, your boy has 2 dubs. I'm in it. I am a big brain. Guy in that mode. I'm constantly making it to like at least like 128 players left and shit like that. So I'm very very happy with that. But poor Angelique though, she's been hoed so many times. We're trying to get her we're trying to get her to a dub basically. The most recent like defeat, it was so crushing. We literally were in neck and neck, final person, the last question. It goes to the tiebreaker, bro. And like
no,
I think we lost the tiebreaker, but we're not 100% sure, because what happened was it said you lose, which you're like, okay, yeah, I guess we were slower, but then it had the nerve to say, how it says if you haven't like, have you won before? Have you won yet? I don't know if you see, have you seen where it
yet.
Says like the highest rank you've placed?
Yeah.
So it says for her the highest like rank she's placed was 1st, but she doesn't have a dub. They didn't give her the win.
Wow.
So, I think Trivial Royale folks at
robbery is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it's basically highway robbery. So y'all got to work on that one. Other than Trivial Royale, Hyperscape. I've been playing the beta just a little bit, not too much. Definitely at first was not feeling it, but I played a couple more rounds of it. Started to understand the controls a little bit better. Kind of like what's good and what's not good in the game. And I think I can definitely be sold on it. And once you guys, start playing it, I think I'll definitely be, fully sold on the game. So we'll have more Hyperscape news in the future once we all play it.
Okay.
And last but not least, Uncharted 4, baby. It is done.
How is it?
It is done. I am finished with the main Uncharted series. Whether or not I'll pick up Lost Legacy, I probably will at some point. I got to tell you, man, looking back at this whole like Uncharted, like I guess saga of my life, it was very, spread out.
Mm-hmm.
Although like, the games had like, some technical you know, issues throughout the games that I play, you know, the older ones, one and two specifically, I would go mm-hmm. back and play them all again. Like if I, you know, if I hadn't, like, if you had wiped my mind of it, I would still play the game. Like, you know, I think that it is a solid series. I think it holds up at least story-wise. And I definitely think for me, 4 was my favorite story-wise and gameplay-wise. I think it made the most sense. You know, they kind of, without like spoiling it, I feel like there's always like a turn in the Uncharted games where they kind of go really off the rails. And you're like, bro, that just doesn't even make any sense. Like,
right.
Like, you know, how are these ancient civilizations doing this? And like, how are they putting X and Y into place? That makes no absolute sense to me for the world that they've built. But this last one, you know, it still has a little bit of that element. You're like, bro, that don't really make that much sense. But it was a bit more realistic. And I thought it was an excellent close to the chapter of Nathan Drake. So it leaves you feeling like very satisfied, I feel. So I think you should pick them up. And if you like, even if you, I can definitely understand if you don't want to play like, you know, the first couple ones and just like watch like, you know, gameplay footage of it, that's perfectly fine as well. But the fourth one, I think it's well worth a playthrough.
Okay. I'll keep that on my radar.
Keep it in the backlog. You know, if you're really just, you know, bored on games or, you know, just something you want to, I'd say it's a relaxing experience too. Especially if you just like, put the earlier games on like easy mode. I played the Uncharted 4 on on moderate, which, you know, wasn't even hard or anything like that. I like to just enjoy those games. So that is my recommendation. Nice. That's it for me.
Cool. Before we go into the main topic, I do want to say shout out to the boy Brink. Actually, let's just get all of this out of the way. First, shout out to the boy Brink for two reasons. One, Trivia Royale, he is ranked 133, or he has 133 wins. He is second in the state of Washington. So shout out to Brink.
Wow.
I'll never catch up to you, but maybe I will. Maybe I'll grind some tonight.
In
the video games category. He's also number one in Seattle. So shout out to you, Brink. Shout out to you for a second thing, because Brink donated to us.
Yeah,
our new donation channel. He donated us $20.
No towards way.
$20 towards our $100 goal to cover hosting costs for the podcast for the year. So shout out to Brink. Here's a round of applause for Brink. Me. Shout
round from you, here Brink. All the way on the East Coast. Brink, you get a round of applause.
Thank you so much for supporting us, everybody else. Also, shout out to our boy Jacob McCourt. Also threw in $2 to the donation pool.
Let's go, Jacob.
To support us. Jacob is always, you know, holding it down for us. And he actually pitched me an idea this past weekend, which I will probably tell you offline. But, yeah, if you guys also want to support us, please go visit the new and improved playerplayerpod.com. On the website, there is a link to a donation page where you guys can, you know, donate $1 or whatever, just to help cover hosting costs for the year, because we do run the show out of our pockets. Moving on to the actual topic of the show.
Yes, sir.
We are 1 week away. As of this video launching, we're probably 6 days away from the Xbox Games Showcase. All right.
Let's go.
So instead of doing predictions, since we kind of discussed offline, Arson is not in the Xbox ecosystem. He doesn't have a tenured history with this, so asking him what he wants and all this stuff isn't really gonna, you know, benefit anybody. So me being, I guess, not an expert, but the resident Xbox fan, I guess, I'll kind of walk us through what we're thinking about expecting, what might happen, what we want to see happen, all that good stuff. So first and foremost, we all know what the history of the Xbox Series X is up to this point. But if you don't,
yes,
the console was originally revealed like in December at the Game Awards, out of nowhere, out of left field. It was awesome. We were all hyped. Nobody was expecting it. We got to see the console, everything. Great. We then got a teardown where we learned about all the parts inside the console, and a lot of YouTubers came out, did videos on it. That was great. Then we got the Inside Xbox Showcase, which was the first unveiling of games that will be tailored to the Xbox Series X or be running on the Xbox Series X and all of that stuff. And that was a complete fail. All the games were pretty unexpiring. Like, granted, they were okay. Like, some of the games in a bubble seem actually kind of interesting. But as the grand unveiling for the Xbox Series X, it just did not hit. A lot of people were angry. Not enough gameplay, all that good stuff. And now we're here, which is the Xbox Game Showcase, scheduled to drop on July 23rd, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And this is supposed to be the real opening, the real kind of like, this is why you need the Xbox Series X, all right? So all that being said, where are you at, Arson? Like, are you tapped in at all? Do you care at all? Are you interested at all? Where are you feeling on the Xbox Game Showcase?
You know, I'm in because I want to see the games. Like, I think that's my, like, general opinion of Xbox right now. I just want to see what they are trying to bring to the plate. Obviously, you know, Sony has kind of put their, I'd say their best, one of the, or at least, you know, I'd say it's their best foot forward, you know, with their conference that they did, I guess, last month now. And Xbox has a little bit of work to do. And I think that a lot of their, what am I trying to say? Like, the concerns of the fan base could probably just be, you know, resolved by just pumping out a bunch of just dope ass game titles. Just literally they could just say anything, bro. They could literally just say names, and I bet you people would be like, holy fucking shit, we got to get Xbox. We got to get this. They could just be like, yeah, we're bringing back Banjo-Kazooie, Banjo 3 right now. And, like, you know, just random ass shit like that, I think, will just really benefit Xbox. But then again, like, you know, I'm not an Xbox man. I don't work for Xbox. I don't know exactly what they are planning to do. I don't know exactly what they need to do from a business standpoint. But I would think, as a fan of video games, that they just need to focus on the game. That's all they need to bring.
Right, right. Okay, okay. Yeah, I mean, you set it up. You set it up perfectly. I'm about to slam dunk it. Like, we need games, right? That's what everybody's been saying. Anybody you ask, we need to see some games. Like, we've seen a little bit of the features. We've seen Quick Resume, which I'm still very excited about just a consumer point of view, just being able to zip-zop into whatever game I want. You know, coupled with the fact that there's Game Pass, Quick Resume, plus Game Pass is just going to be a crazy experience. But if there's no games to zip between, then all of these features fall on deaf ears, right? So we need big games. That's why when I look at where I'm at, Gagey, I'm really excited because all the whisperings and the grapevines, people saying, oh, I've seen this, I've seen that. Like, people are hyping this up to, I won't say astronomical levels, but people are hyping this up like, guys, compared to all the Xbox conferences you've seen in the last, I don't know, 5 years or whatever, 6 years, you know, those aren't shit, bro. They're about to come with the heat. That's what people keep saying. So from that perspective, and I think a part of it is me just not, like, there's a lot of rumors, a lot of speculations, but nobody really knows anything besides Master Chief Collection. So I think a part of the fun for me is just, like, that unknown factor where it's like, because they have no games, they could literally announce anything. Like, we know we're getting Halo,
right?
But we're not going to get a Gears. It's too early. Like, they just came out with Gears 5. Like, what are they going to show us? Apparently they have a lot of games. What are these games? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, this is one of the very few cases where it's like, it's very hard to guess what we might even possibly see. There are some rumors, so that's why, you know, later in the episode we'll kind of get into the nitty gritty. But even with PlayStation, it's like, okay, we'll see Horizon, right? We'll see possibly Ratchet and Clank. We'll see this. Granted, PlayStation still had a lot of cool surprises, but from their tentpole games, Spider-Man, Ratchet and Clank, Horizon, Resident Evil, we could have all guessed that was there. For Microsoft, I don't even know. Like, we could say Banjo-Kazooie 3 is there, but, like, I don't even think that's a possibility. Like, we knew Spider-Man was coming. We just didn't know we would see it. We knew Ratchet, we would probably eventually get a Ratchet. We just didn't know when we'd see it. For Microsoft, I have no clue, right? So that's why I'm kind of hyped about this event, just because it's like, we're going into uncharted waters. Like, who knows what we're going to see? And they could completely fuck this up, and everything they show is super lame and boring and uninspired. But, you know, from the whispers, I hope that's not the case. And for Xbox as a console and a brand sake, I hope that's not the case. So kind of going off of that, what is it that you would like to see? Like, as you, mm-hmm. as just like a video game fan, if you could get anything, you know, we're not talking about based off of what might be there or any X, Y, and Z. Just like for you, what would you want to see based off of what you know about Xbox? What would make you come out of the conference next week and say, you know what? That's right. That's there. Like, this is what I want to see.
Okay. I think even though it is, you know, I guess technically a third party game, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it may, you know, I don't know if how you want to, you know, describe it, but I want to see Titanfall 3. Just give it to me.
Mm.
I know, you know, Respawn is still supporting, what's that, Apex as their like primary shooter right now. But come on, bro. Just give me Titanfall 3. If I saw that and it said exclusive for Xbox, I'm an Xbox fanboy now. I would buy an Xbox for Titanfall. I think it is just that great of a game series. I love it. But other than that, though, I really don't even have like, Xbox games that, you know, or I guess I want to say Sea of Thieves, even though I've played it, you know, just a smidgen. I feel like mm-hmm. Sea of Thieves will probably be something that gets, you know, announced as like, hey, it's either coming to Xbox Series X, or maybe announcing like some sort of sequel in the works or something.
We're enhancing it.
Yeah. Stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Other than that, man, I leave it up to you because you are our resident Xbox expert.
Yeah. So look, there's a lot of stuff that would be cool to see. One, I really like the main thing I want to see is I'm doing like hand gestures. I'm like throwing my hands around because this is how passionate I am about this. You know, they just got to. I did it again. What's going on? I need to control my hands. I just want them to make Halo great again. You know what I mean? Just bring back the Halo franchise. I don't even care about the story. The story can look cool. They can show us some cool cinematic. They can show us whatever they want with the story. Like, I don't care about the story. As long as it's semi-interesting, that's fine. I don't need it to be super intergalactic, super deep cut lore stuff. I don't need any of that. What I need is, one, very, very crisp mechanics. Don't overdo it. Don't try and add 50 abilities. Don't just give us that nice, crisp Halo mechanic to the point where I can jump into this game in the fall and be competitive, you know? I don't need to have, like, I don't need to be able to manage all these different classes and all these different things. Like, I just need to be able to be good with a couple different weapons, understand the maps, and have a good time, you know? So I really want crisp mechanics, crisp maps, very close attention to detail to multiplayer and all that stuff to make it just feel like a fun, cohesive experience without doing the absolute most, without going crazy. So that's what I want to see from Halo. I just want to see a very solid multiplayer game that can come into the fray with the Call of Duties, with the Apexes, with all the stuff. I don't think we're getting a Battle Royale. And in fact, I believe they said they are not making a Battle Royale, which is fine. I just want a fun multiplayer experience and a cool Forge mode and all that good stuff. So that's that for Halo. I also want to see, like, there's a lot of rumors about Fable coming back. Fable is a, you know, long and pretty well-regarded RPG franchise that Microsoft owns. I played Fable 2, beat that, played Fable 3, beat that. So Fable 4 could be one of the big titles that people are like, wait a second. This is a reason that I need an Xbox. Like, before, like, I was thinking about this earlier as I was like looking through my games as I was setting them up, because I had to move them over here to the new apartment. And I was like, I bought Fable 2 and I bought Fable 3. And I don't really remember why I felt compelled to buy these games. And I think it was just because Fable was at a point, just a big blockbuster Microsoft title that when they dropped, there was enough advertising and enough, goodwill and good reviews behind it that people were just like, yeah, I got to pick this one up. So I'm hoping that Fable first one gets announced, and two, I honestly don't think we'll see a lot of it. I don't think we'll see gameplay or anything, but I would like to see gameplay and basically just a promise like, hey, 2021, you're going to get some good again. Like, this is another reason to get an Xbox, right?
Okay.
And then from there, there's a lot of rumors about Perfect Dark Zero. I don't give a damn about Perfect Dark Zero. I'm just going to be real with you. I never played that franchise, so I don't really have any attachment to it.
And that was on 64, wasn't it?
It was on 64, and then they brought it back on 360, but I don't think it was very good.
Okay.
So, yeah, like, I just want to see a variety of games that are, one, surprising, and are, two, of high cinematic quality and mm-hmm. just high quality in general, right? Like, Sea of Thieves is a great game, and I think it definitely scratches an itch of that multiplayer. We're hanging out with buds and stuff, but
being a pirate.
Exactly. Just, you know, cruising on the seas, being a pirate, chilling. But Microsoft really needs to come up with some IPs that are like, wow, I got to dive in and see what this is all about. Like, this story looks compelling. Like, we need a Nathan Drake type. We need a Aloy. We need a Joel. Like, we need these characters that really say, hey, look, we're going to take you on a story. Halo is about, like, multiplayer and, like, crisp matchmaking experiences. Gears is something of the same, where it's all about, like, the multiplayer effect and kind of the over-the-top grotesqueness of the gameplay. We need the cinematic side from Microsoft. We need some big titles that really have cool gameplay and stuff, but really look like, hey, wow, this story looks super interesting. I think we can get, like, big blockbuster games in the vein of Outer Wilds, because Microsoft owns Obsidian now.
Wait, Outer Wilds or Worlds? Worlds,
right? Outer Worlds, sorry. Yeah. Outer Worlds, yeah. So I think Obsidian is working on something new. So I'm sure we're going to get some new RPG, which, you know, I'm excited to play Outer Worlds when I get the Xbox Series X and I get Game Pass. I'll pop in Outer Worlds and I'll probably play through that and beat that. But yeah, like, getting a new RPG, I think, is kind of crucial. Something that Xbox can say, hey, look, this is a quality RPG title that you can come and play. All that stuff is nice and good and necessary, but I think to really end the show on a bang, to really call this, you know, and they can win in a lot of ways, but to really kind of take a huge dub here, they have to have some, like, cinematic, high quality looking single player game mm-hmm. that they can hold their hat on. They don't need a lot. They just need one. But it'd be nice to see that.
Do you think we might see that that Bethesda game?
Star Citizen, is it called Star Citizen?
Star Citizen, and that's the
robbery. $1 billion
that's
game.
the scam game.
Starfield,
yeah, I think it's it.
Maybe, I don't know. Like, we are supposed to see third-party games as well at this thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Like, we could see Starfield. I really have no clue what we're going to see. Like, I think for sure we're going to see Fable. Obviously, we're going to see Halo. We'll most likely see Gran Turismo. Or Forza, sorry. We'll most likely see Forza. But mm-hmm. other than those three, I have no clue. Like, for me personally, if we want to say, hey, like, this is the one thing on my wish list that we got to see besides Halo, show me freaking what's happening, or one of these two things. Show me what's happening with Hollow Knight Silksong. I don't know why they would have it, but show me what's happening with that. You know, for some reason they might have some sort of, you know, marketing deal. That would be amazing.
Day one Game Pass, Hollow Knight Silksong.
Exactly. And the other thing we need, which would be just great. Could you even imagine the thing that I'm about to say, right?
I'm ready.
We're watching the conference, and we see the Cuphead DLC finally.
Ooh.
It's everything we imagined, and the shit is out now. Oh. As the thing drops, bro. If it's out now, and we have something to play and hold us over until as we get into the fall. Ooh.
Yeah, that's, come on now. That is very. I think that's very likely. Well, I'm only saying that because I really want that.
We say that every
yeah.
year, bro. every year we're like, oh yeah, Cuphead has to be here, nowhere to be found. So we'll see. But I mean, there's I feel like because there's so much empty space and question mark, and people aren't really demanding a lot because they don't know what to ask for, because there hasn't been anything really crazy in the last, you know, generation. So you could really do a lot of things and blow people away if it's done in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, like, I just want, one, a bolstering of value to Game Pass. So we know that every first party we'll see will be on Game Pass, which is why I'm in Team Xbox and in the Xbox corner right now as much as possible, because every game they show will be on Game Pass day one. And that is just another game that I don't have to pay for and that I can enjoy, you know, just being a part of the Xbox ecosystem. So I'm totally for that. And I'm hoping every game that they show looks amazing. So bolster the value of Game Pass, and show us a nice variety of games that are more than just multiplayer shooters or just kind of like these cartoonish style games. Mm-hmm. Like, show us something cinematic and high budget. That's all I'm asking for here.
Wait, I have one question regarding day one Game Pass. So is that was that confirmed somewhere, or like, do you just know that like all the games that will be announced will be like day one Game Pass, or is that like a new Xbox exclusive thing, or like, what's the deal with
that? So basically how it works is, like, going forward, any first party game that Xbox announces will be on Game Pass day one. Halo is there. Like, assuming they'll announce the Banjo 3 or something, that'll be there. Everything they announce is going to be on Game Pass day one.
Okay.
So that's locked in. Assuming that if they have third party partnerships where, like, if it's a case like Deathloop where it's like a timed exclusive type deal, I imagine something like that, and I don't think they're going to be doing any timed exclusives or anything like that, but I imagine if they do have a third-party deal like that, it will also be on Game Pass day one, just because that's the Microsoft strategy at this point. It's not about selling $60 titles that are cinematic and all this stuff. It's about getting really high-quality titles in Game Pass so they can sell you the service. Like, the $60 price tag is no longer a thing with Xbox. Like, it's like, hey, come, and this is the reason to join this subscription service. These are the reasons to come buy in. So, like, everything that we see, regardless of if it's coming out this fall or 2021 or 2022 even, or a lot of stuff might not even have release dates, like, it's all going to be Game Pass. It's all going to be on Game Pass at launch, I imagine, because this is supposed to be the first party lineup. I'd be surprised if there was stuff that wasn't on Game Pass day one, unless it was just like some sort of like Elden Ring or something.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, this is the deal, right? Sony and Xbox are in two different places, and I treat their announcements differently and with different weight because of the different places they're in. Like, I'm already sold on both consoles. I'm getting the PS5, I'm getting the Xbox Series X. We've talked about this many times.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, with the PS5, when I get the PS5, I have to make a ton of decisions. Like, do I want to pick up Spider-Man? And I'm going to get Spider-Man Miles Morales regardless. But right. That's, if it's $60 or whatever, that's $60. Then it's like, oh, Bugsnax looks kind of fun, but I don't really want to pay for that. Like, a lot of the games that they showed at their showcase, I look at them and I say, like, do I really want to pay for that? Like, that doesn't seem like a $60 game. That doesn't seem like an X dollar game, you know? And I think this happens a lot, where a lot of times we'll watch E3 and we'll watch these press conferences and we'll see so many games that look pretty cool or like look kind of appealing to us. And it's like, oh wow, like this seems cool. And we just never play them because like at the end of the reality of the matter is that for $60, you're not going to spend most of the time you're not going to buy 10 games for $60. And by the time they go on sale, you're on to the next greatest thing, the latest and greatest thing. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
That's kind of a bummer about like when you see, and that's why a lot of launch windows don't have a ton of titles, because like you can't buy all the titles anyways. But for Game Pass and for Xbox, it's different, where it's like I'll buy the subscription, I'm locked in, I'm good with that. Now just show me what I'll be able to play, right? You know what I'm saying? Like it's like I even have my Game Pass code. I have a year of Game Pass. I think I have 1 year of Game Pass already paid for. So at this point, when I look at the Microsoft show, I'm like, all right, just show me what I'll be playing for the next year. I don't have to worry about, you know, oh, I don't want to pay $60 for this. It's like, oh, like I'd love to try that. That's going to be there to try day one, all this stuff. So that's kind of how I look at it. And that's why I kind of think Microsoft has an edge here, where it's like, hey, like, these games don't have to be mind-blowingly good. Right. They just have to look fun. And if they look, if all like 7 out of the 8 games they show look fun to you, then guess what? You just buy Game Pass, you just buy an Xbox, and that's the end of discussion. That's $500, and you don't have to worry about anything
else.
They'll
definitely win in that regard, yeah.
Right. Even if it doesn't quite match the hype of a Ratchet & Clank or a Horizon. What's the
Forbidden,
new game called?
Forbidden West.
Yeah, if it doesn't quite match that hype, that's okay, because you don't have to pay $60 for it. So they really got to nail that messaging and kind of get that stuff locked in. But
dang, that's such a smart business model. Like just thinking about it, just how like I personally like, this is obviously still just my opinion though, but like I feel like Xbox can easily win now. When it, like, as long as, you know, we have some, you know, decent games, like you said, like, as long as they have those decent games, they throw them out there near launch time.
Mm-hmm.
Just Game Pass, bro. Game Pass is, it just seems like the future to me. And
exactly. I mean,
yeah.
And I think, yeah, like, for me, especially like this kind of E3 cycle, I mean, E3 in quotations, like this kind of summer where we're getting all these announcements, like, I watched the Ubisoft press conference and I'm like, oh man, Watch Dogs Legions looks kind of good, but it doesn't look like that game that I need to have. It's not right. Cyberpunk. Same with Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which is like, oh, like this does look like something I really want to play at launch, but will I really want to pay $60 for this? I'm not sure after seeing the gameplay. Like Microsoft doesn't have to worry about convincing the people of the price of the game, which is why I think they're in such a good position against every other, you know, brand. Like even for Sony, when they showed Spider-Man Miles Morales, a lot of people had the debate of like, oh well, it better be $40 because it's the same map and all this stuff. It's like, oh, none of that matters with Xbox, right? Like you eliminate all of those little factors and you just say, hey, look, like, does this seem cool to you? Great. Like, it'll be available this day, get ready to download it. Like, I love that. And like I said, I hope in August that we get some PS Now news that's kind of like, hey, we're trying to catch up and we're trying to do what we can to get more titles on PS Now, because I'd love for Sony to offer something similar. But until then, I'm praying that Xbox has a good showing next week.
Yeah, I'm definitely rooting for Xbox here. They are definite underdogs right now. We'd love to see them get a dub.
One thing I do hope, unrelated to games, is just like, I have no clue what their production quality is going to look like.
Mm.
I think Phil Spencer said that they're done with the Zoom meeting format, but I thought it was just so funny. Did you watch the Ubisoft press conference?
I watched bits and pieces of it, but it did seem, or at least from what I saw, like production-wise, seemed better than like the inside Xboxes thing.
Oh yeah. It was much better, but there was one funny. Yeah, it was like, it's like professionally shot, high quality cameras. It looks like, you know, like a kind of like a Nintendo Direct, even though the production quality isn't. It's just like they don't have a lot of different moving backgrounds or anything with the Nintendo Direct, but it was of that quality, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I thought this show was so funny where Ubisoft is talking about something and they're like, there's one person that we can testify that can like testify to the quality of our next gen titles. And then they bring out Phil Spencer.
Oh,
and they switch
I do.
To a clip of Phil Spencer in his on his 720p webcam.
Oh,
I'm like, bro, why are we still running on this, bro? This is the this is a VP at Microsoft, and they got him running on not even the nicest. They couldn't even hook up a DSLR to record this man's video.
He's
like,
thrifty,
on, bro.
He's thrifty. He doesn't want to waste too much money. He's saving his money, thinking about the company.
I hope this is a long con to just get us like lulled into complacency for us to finally get to this event and have it be like good quality.
Yeah,
we'll see. We will. I like the PlayStation broadcast a lot. Like
that one was lit.
Like all the little weird UI transitions they had, while kind of odd because they didn't really serve a ton of purpose, it was awesome, in my opinion. All right. Closing thoughts.
Yes.
One, what do you need? Like, obviously, we kind of talked about this. You need some games. Mm-hmm. I'm just going on a limb and tell me if I'm wrong here. You are not sold yet, obviously. I wouldn't, you know, you're not sold yet on getting the Xbox Series X because you don't know the games. Is that where you're at? Where are you at on like being sold on the Xbox?
I think that pretty much hits it. Nail on the head. I think it's almost like a two-parter for me. I need to know that, like, you know, they're going to be games I want to play on the Xbox. And mm-hmm. I kind of think that they need to only be Xbox, because if I can play them, you know, through Game Pass on PC, I don't think I'd end up picking mm-hmm. up an Xbox. I'll pick up an Xbox controller since I still haven't done that yet. But, yeah, it's like having Game Pass on PC has obviously been, like, you know, super helpful. So we.
Oh, right. I forgot. You're already in the ecosystem.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in it. I did, my membership lapsed because I hadn't played anything too recently, so I just let it go, and I'll pick it back up whenever something new comes that I am really interested in. But you know, yeah, go ahead.
That's pretty much. I don't think so. In that case, I don't think that they will provide anything for you that will say, oh yeah, this is a reason for you to buy an Xbox. If you're already going to play on PC, I think the best you're going to get is like, oh, you know, Halo Infinite is, you know, coming with crossplay for PC and Xbox, which they have to do that. Right. I can't imagine why they wouldn't do that. Like me, on the other hand, I'm not playing many games on my PC because it's just my tech is kind of lapsed and I'd rather just pay $500 to get a new console. So, like you are in a case where technically, like, I assume all these games that they announced are going to come to PC. You're in a case where it's like, yo, if you just re-up on PC Game Pass, you might be good. It might be, I don't know if they've announced if all games are going to be coming to PC.
I'm really, like, really hoping. I think it, you know, the chances are high, but you know, I'm still not 100% sure, just because I know, like, there were some games that, like, I know, well, like, there were some Game Pass games that were, like, Xbox exclusive, even though it was just, like, shit, like, it was just shit, like, Jump Force, but still, just, like, that kind of sets a precedent that, like, maybe not everything's going to be on PC, so we'll see, though.
That's good. I mean, I feel like I think everything will be on PC, because that's been a main, like, strike in the forum console wars against Xbox, where it's like, why would I buy an Xbox if I just have a PC?
Right.
And to that, I would say it doesn't really matter, right? You're playing the game. Like, you play the game how you want to play the game. Like, the fact that you don't have to buy an Xbox is even better. If I only played games on PC and I could just enjoy the games that they announced, then so be it. That'd be awesome, right?
Right.
Like, I don't think that's an L for Microsoft, because you're still paying for Game Pass. So I think hopefully you don't have to buy an Xbox and you're just like, hey, all these games look hype and I can just play them on my PC. I just want to see good games.
Yeah, you just want to see good games.
I just want to see good games. Yeah. Give me Cuphead, which, you know, I don't know if they will. I don't know when the hell, like, when, I don't even know when they could possibly announce this game. Microsoft doesn't even own Studio MDR. NDHR.
Yeah, something
so
like
yeah,
that.
I just don't know. I don't know.
I don't know, but Chief.
We'll see. Hopefully, we'll be able to record an episode and react to the conference. next week, but that'll be tight. So we'll see. We'll see. But any last thoughts, any last comments on the Xbox showcase before we wrap up here?
Not really anything new. Just kind of reiterating what I said earlier. Just really, you know, hopes and prayers for for Xbox. They don't want them to pick up yet another L in their to add to their gaming
history.
Quite a
few, yeah. Got quite a few.
Yeah,
quite a few.
So, I want to be excited. You know, I'm gonna go in excited, and I hope that they deliver.
Same. So before we go, I just want to say, in terms of price, I don't think we're gonna price.
Okay.
We may get a launch date. I mean, but actually, I guess you can't give a launch date without a price. What's
true.
The point?
That is true.
So we what probably about, won't get a launch. Yeah, go ahead.
What about any xCloud news? You think?
No, because I think there's still supposed to be, and we may get xCloud news, but I just think there's supposed to be another event in August.
Okay.
That goes into services. So I think that's when we'll get xCloud. That's when we'll get release date. That's when we'll get Xbox Series S. That's supposed to be launching and price and all that stuff. So, I think ideally this would just be games. But, I mean, it'd be cool if we got more, but I think this will just be games. So, I guess we'll just leave it at that.
All right, cool.
All right, guys, we're wrapping up. But before we do, as always, we have a player of the game. We're going to shout out one person in the video game space. Shout out their Twitter. They do good things. They're a good person to follow if you want to be tuned into video game content creation and video game news. And this week, we're nominating Adam Bankhurst. He is in charge of news, features, and previews at IGN. He's the co-host of Gamers Advocate, and he's an all-around good guy. He tweets about, you know, everything we tweet about, video games, all that good stuff. Super nice guy. He hosted on Kind of Funny Games Daily one time. So go ahead and show him some love. Give him a follow. Tweet at him. Tell him you heard about him from us and you like his work. Actually, go look at his work. Just don't say you like his work without looking at his work. But shout out to Adam Bankhurst. Go follow him. At Adam Bankhurst is his Twitter handle. And go show him some love.
Shout out.
With that being said, guys, thank you for listening to Player Player. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to us on your podcasting platform of choice. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and tell your friends about us. If you want updates about future episodes and giveaways, or you want to submit a question to the show, visit playerplayerpod.com or follow us on social media at playerplayerpod. Big shout out to Aaron Miller for the intro music. Follow him at The Miller Child on Instagram. You can find me on social media as The Hoop Man, and you can find my co-host Arson here as LeakyLeak13 on Twitter or ArsonLakpa on Instagram. And before we go, guys, don't forget, if you guys want to support the show, help out, do anything like that, you guys can find our donation link on our website. That's once again, playerplayerpod.com. So help out if you want to. If not, just keep listening to the show and supporting us that way. And until next time, guys, keep gaming.
Game on.